months after wolves were reintroduced to the Colorado landscape, they're expanding their range and generating some buzz. Thousands are tracking them on social media, and wildlife photographers are planning summer excursions to see them. So could this mark the beginning of a new tourism attraction? KUNC's Scott Franz reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Wolves don't just fascinate or intrigue Nathan Varley. They're his livelihood.
If there weren't wolves, we wouldn't have a business.
Varley runs Yellowstone Wolf Tracker in Gardner, Montana. His company helps hundreds of tourists glimpse Yellowstone's famous wolf packs through spotting scopes each year. Varley's customers come from all over the globe.
They're the type of people that not just want to see a wolf in Yellowstone, but want to see lions in Kenya and whales in the Puget Sound.
And they pay a lot to see it. Guided hikes with Varley and his naturalists start at $800. A week-long package with lodging on the banks of the Yellowstone River runs almost $3,000 per person.
The value of wolves in Yellowstone to all the gateway communities around the park is somewhere on the order of $82 million each year.
There's just something very alluring about them. It's kind of what you think about when you think of the West.
Gaylene Orr is one of those thousands of tourists who have flocked to Yellowstone in recent years hoping to see a wild wolf. But Orr had another reason to go wolf watching last spring. She's the tourism director of Grand County, Colorado, where the first batch of wolves was released in December. Or wanted to see what a growing population of wolves might look like here.
The sightings are going to be pretty rare. I mean, you think about being in Yellowstone where they had trackers and we didn't even get to see any.
Orr says she's open to the idea of eventually marketing wolves if it's done responsibly with the backing of wildlife officials, especially if packs form in the big park in her county.
If Rocky Mountain National Park decided to do that, I mean, we would jump on the bandwagon with them.
In the meantime, she says Colorado's new wolves are drawing crowds on their own. When one was photographed in January on a remote road near Kremling, Orr said the area saw a traffic spike.
It shows that people are interested.
There's also a traffic spike happening on social media. A Facebook page dedicated to tracking Colorado's wolves has grown to 6,000 people. It includes both wolf enthusiasts and critics. Are these signs the state might someday become a hotspot for wolf watchers, just like Yellowstone?
It was fascinating to go to Yellowstone, but it's a little bit different situation there than it is here. We just don't have the land space.
Stephen Krall is optimistic. He's a wildlife photographer in Cripple Creek in southern Colorado. He didn't get the close-up wolf photo he sought when he visited Yellowstone last fall, so he says he'll try this summer to see one closer to home.
I'm also just fascinated with their intelligence and their expressions on their faces and the way they live.
But in some of the mountain towns Krall might visit to look for wolves, tourism leaders don't sound as excited. Chris Romer of the Vail Valley Partnership is raising the fear of livestock killings.
It does impact our ranchers. We've seen zero discussion or impact or momentum or anything with regards to tourism.
Back in Montana, where wolves have become the stars of books and week-long vacations, Nathan Varley sees potential for Colorado to develop as a wolf-watching destination, even if it's different from Yellowstone and its guided tours.
They're just kind of this extra quality of the wild landscape that you have there. It's like, oh, we could see a wolf. We could hear one howling at our campsite.
Colorado is bracing for another wolf milestone this month. It's breeding season, and officials say they'll know soon whether any of the new wolves have had pups. Scott Franz, KUNC.